radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. From easy back to
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, here we are, folks. We're on Monday night. That's right, April 8th. We survived. Somehow, by the grace of God, we survived another weekend. We survived another week. And hopefully in a few hours, we will survive another day together. Well, as you know, we have made the issue of disarmament worldwide after the Sandy hoax perpetrated against Americans by the synagogue of Satan. We have made that the centerpiece of our political application of biblical principles here on this program. We have tried to convey to you, with great success, I might add, the fact that there are forces now moving mightily, moving heavily, to bring about total disarmament of the citizenry, of the people, of all of the world, particularly the free world, as we used to call it. And that, of course, is evident. Well, it's evident the way everything has been orchestrated since December 14th of last year. We have seen, quite obviously, the pieces of the puzzle fall together. We have seen one shooting after another, real shootings. We've seen the false shooting, the camera shoot in Sandy Hoax in Newtown, Connecticut. We've documented the fact that there was no shooting, there was no murder of children, except, with the exception possibly, of Adam Lanza and his mother. And we know now conclusively that what we have pieced together, and particularly Dr. K's website, nodisinfo.com, that this was the work of Israelis and Jewry here in America. I don't think there's any more questioning of that fact. I don't think anybody can question it who is honest. Now, as I peruse the media, folks, as I study the media disinfo artist, which again is occupied territory, I realize that this push is now moving into very high gear. And that, of course, is for a reason. And that reason I brought about, and we have brought about repeatedly on these programs for years, but more particularly within the last 5 months. They are getting ready to destroy the economy of the United States, to sap it dry, and that means taking everything. I mean everything that you thought you had, including the very clothes off your back. Joel chapter 1. Folks, this is the great locust army spoken of by the prophets in the scriptures. It is consuming all in its path, and it will until it is stopped and destroyed, totally destroyed. But gun control, disarmament, is the most important cog in that wheel of slavery and tyranny. We will come right back with Rick Adams Uncensored, a very interesting program to come.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, 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 well.
You know there are people in this town that murder their own mothers for $2,500?
Well, they'd probably do it for a lot less than that, folks, undoubtedly. And those are the people at Sandy Hook. Yes, indeed, they're the people that brought about this great big performance that would be the new Pearl Harbor of gun control. We need a Pearl Harbor-type event to transform America, they said. Now, folks, think a little bit. Let's not be naive anymore. There is no excuse for anyone to be a little giddy or to be childish or to be unintelligent. We now need to put our thinking caps on. We know that Pearl Harbor was the back door to war in World War II. And it was brought to us by the Stinsons and the Roosevelts and the Harry Hopkins and so forth. All of this was orchestrated and brought to us by the same people who then would use that same tactic to bring about the latest round of war throughout the world to unite the world under their Talmudic control, while at the same time bringing about a police state in America. And that is exactly what is happening before our very eyes, my friends. It is happening as we speak since 2001. That was the new cornerstone of this Talmudic, Antichrist, globalist, Zionist, racist, internationalist, interventionist agenda. How do you do it? Well, you fake an incident. You create an incident and then spin hatred out of that incident, such as 9/11, in order to bring about a whole new mindset on the part of the American public. Now, the American public was a little bit fed up with war, you know, after World War One. All these young Europeans that came here and tried to start families in America and begin a new lifestyle. Oh, my goodness, were they in for a surprise. You know, my grandparents and others, they found that the Wilson administration had been blackmailed into declaring war to get us involved in Europe after these people had just fled from the kind of war that we were about to become involved in and, of course, make worse. That was just the beginning. After World War One, we sort of retraced and regained our position of neutrality to assume a more Americanist mindset. People weren't very happy. People were being starved to death by the Depression, which followed our involvement in World War One. It bankrupted America, but it enriched, you hear me? It enriched the same synagogue of Satan. They were making then billions of dollars while people were killing themselves, people were losing their shirts, their investments, and they were laughing all the way to the temple, to the bank. Yes, indeed. Well, that wasn't enough, was it? No, it's never enough. The philosophy of world Jewry is too much is never enough. And so they embarked on a new crusade. And that would be how to break the backs of the American people further. And how to conquer Judah and Germany and Italy and Japan so that the Soviet Union would have free reign in order to enslave about a third of the world and then be the doorstep of yet another 50 years of war and peace and war and peace so that profits could be racked up even further. Well, they knew Pearl Harbor, a so-called sneak attack, which wasn't sneak, and it wasn't an attack. It was a response to the Roosevelt's administration attack on Japanese submarines, to its blockade, of course, of Japan, which in itself is an act of war, similar to what we are trying to do now with Iran. So that, of course, propelled America into war again, while most Americans solidly opposed getting involved in yet another world war after we were told it would end all wars by taking our blood and giving it to the bankster gangsters in World War One. We, of course, were lied to again. And so there we were, back door to war. And then this new enemy, the Soviet enemy, was, of course, our friend. It was our good friend to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars in war funding and in economic support indirectly. But mostly it became another gravy train for the Judeo-Masonic Talmudic bankster gangsters who found that we could send boys off to yet more wars and skirmishes. And that's how we found North Korea. And that's what happened in South Korea. 55,000 men dying and more disgrace for America while the bankster gangsters picked up the tab and cashed in all of their chips. And still, because of control over most of the media in this country, very effective and heavy control, they were able to sell us on the next war in Vietnam, and on and on and on and on and on, until finally, the exhaust of the American people, after the Reagans got through with us, and the Thatchers got through with us, and the Bush or Clinton families raked us over the coals and pretended they were going to push Israel into finally giving up some of its stolen land for peace. Well, of course, we saw what happened. These scheming cockroaches, these scheming plunderers, warmongers and murderers were already hatching their new plot. whole group of them, very powerful, with tax-exempt foundations and trusts and organizations that they set up, the funding for democracies and various other front groups, all connected to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Foreign Policy Association, of course, all of them working to create another Pearl Harbor-type event. So now that they've given us another Pearl Harbor-type event, folks, and sent our little boys and girls off to war yet again, this time with a volunteer army, well, of course, that wasn't enough. They said, you know, sooner or later, the people are going to start waking up, we think. Or are we that stupid ourselves? No, they won't wake up. But some will get restless, and some will get a little bit nervous. They'll start questioning. They'll start asking questions. Well, we did. And we proved categorically, unquestionably, that we were lied to on 9/11. We were lied to about 9/11. The people who perpetrated the crimes were the very same families and their lineage that were responsible for all of these wars in the 20th century. But now we have a new century. War in the 21st century. The project for a new American century. And the Kristallnachts, that's right, the Irving Crystals and the Wilhelm Crystals and the whole host of the Pearls and Wolfowitzes. It's amazing how they just happen to just revolve and evolve from one group to another, from one government job to another, and then become president of the IMF or the World Bank. And then they, too, are kicked out. They, too, are replaceable. So that we go from bad to worse, from the frying pan into the fire. And now here we are with another Pearl Harbor attack. The lies of Sandy Hoax. You know it's a lie just by the way the media have been handling it. The way they, who are connected to the same people that run Homeland Security, run the Congress of the United States, they run the legislative agenda in most states that will kowtow to them. And in fact, they do have enormous clout now in the Supreme Court. Indeed, we now have the formula. The formula is, folks, we have reached the end of the road. We are preparing for the final war, the Third World War, that will reduce all of the nations of the world to one common denominator. Convergence. Globalism. Universalism. One worldism. Whatever you want to call it. It is all Talmudism. And as Barry in California has done in his wonderful work in putting up for your listenership on his website the whole series of broadcasts and programs that we did a number of times in the last couple of years or so on the Talmud. What is this Talmud, this doctrine of evil, this doctrine of universal suffrage and control? Well, you listen to it and you can access it, then you understand now how everything they said they were going to do, they're doing. And everything we said they were going to do, they're doing. But some of you derided us. Some of you laughed and said, oh, no, Rick, it can't be that bad. It can't be that Satan is Satan and that Satan has children in Genesis 1 through 4 and that he conceived of these children and they are his human flesh vehicles for accomplishing his purpose. And yet it's God's purpose. That's right. It's God's purpose to allow Satan and his children to accomplish his greater purpose. And in the end, he has the last laugh. And indeed, that's exactly what it will come to. So, after this hoax of Sandy Hook, which we have shown to be a hoax, until proven otherwise, now we have the greatest push ever to disarm Americans of the only means they may have of defending their basic American rights. Long live Patrick Henry! We'll be right back, folks.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're under arrest.
You're arresting who? Well, you're just a mob. We're the law. We'll give you a fair trial, Condor.
And that's exactly, ladies and gentlemen, the beat. We'll give you a fair trial like they do to Arab Muslim children and children of Abraham everywhere, children who are being raped, pillaged, shot, murdered, corrupted by pornography and so forth, and then totally wiped off the planet. That's the name of the game, folks. Isn't it interesting that while Obama today again was making what is churned by the media moguls his, quote, perhaps final push to get this restrictive, unconstitutional legislation through the halls of Congress, not that it matters. He doesn't care about any legislative branch. Nevertheless, his final push to disarm whom? Not the lawless, of course, because he would have to disarm himself and his Justice Department and the Eric Holder machine. And, oh yes, a whole host of the programs that this government operates illegally and subterraneally as well. We know about the CIA, the Mossad. We know about their NSA obligations to fund the underworld, to profit from the underworld in, say, slavery, sex slavery, drugs, gun running themselves. So who is it that he, little baby Obama, Mr. Illegitimate himself, wishes to disarm? what we know. If we go to the scriptures, we know in order for this man of sin to come to power, to assume his throne as the false Jesus, that he must first prepare the world for fear and then for disarmament. Fear of guns, fear of violence, fear of the threat of violence and rumors of wars, all of these things weighing heavily upon the people of the world, blaming in other people that obviously have nothing to do with these crimes. So, you're not dealing with logic here, folks. You're not dealing with reason. You're dealing with raw emotion, false emotion generated by a false production of lies and disinfo and propaganda. And it grows on a daily basis. Much of it is, in fact, deliberately the work of the Mossad CIA complex in America, creating violence, creating assassinations, killing people in positions of authority in order to frighten the states, the cities, the hamlets, the country, into taking these steps to hand in their only means of self-defense. Patrick Henry saw it, didn't he? Can you imagine centuries ago, Patrick Henry had more wisdom in his little tiny fingernail than all of the politicians, the judges, the bureaucrats, the leadership Congress put together have in their entire body. And I say that without fear of contradiction. He foresaw this tyranny. He foresaw this event when government, serving the interests of the wealthy, the elite, the powerful, would eviscerate, emasculate the people themselves in the name of granting them new freedom. Amazing, isn't it? So that now, today, as a result, we see the latest propaganda in this assassination in Texas of district attorney being called openly now a case of domestic terrorism. Didn't we tell you that? My goodness, how many times did we tell you Homeland Security came out of the 9/11 attacks that was created by Israel in order to set up an entirely new agency that would concentrate strictly on enforcing and bringing about the lockdown, the police state in America? Who else would even think of doing that? Only a cunning and diabolical, satanic group of people dedicated to creating a new world order would even consider the idea reachable as a goal. And yet that's exactly what the terminology is being called now, domestic terror. And that domestic terror of Mike McClellan that is being referred to by relatives, by others in law enforcement, is the signal that things are getting very close. Close to the point of naming names, mass arrests, imprisonment, fines, execution, in solitary confinement, no trial, all because of this Jewish Kenite synagogue of Satan's policy to do exactly what they said they would do. Create a new Pearl Harbor type event. And many of you didn't believe it at the time, but we were here nearly 8 years ago for warning. We'll come right back, folks. Wake up and smell the coffee.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Now more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, we're back, folks. The number one issue politically, tying right into the scriptures, is this disarmament, the UN treaty to impose disarmament on what they call illicit weapons. Well, folks, it needed an impetus. It needed a massive Pearl Harbor-type event in order to propel a whole new look at this so-called gun control controversy. Apparently, last night, appearing on 60 Minutes, we had these so-called family members of the allegedly deceased, allegedly killed school children in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School, appear, and of course they are referred to now as the Sandy Hook Promise. This is another catchy phrase, isn't it? Another nice name that you come up with, you know. Freedom, democracy, love, brotherhood, promise, which, of course, was launched with a petition urging lawmakers to honor the, quote, victims by committing to passing more and more so-called gun control legislation. Well, it's not about controlling guns, as we said. It's about controlling people. Which people? The people who don't commit the crimes. The people who might want to be in the way of the real criminals. Ah, the people that Patrick Henry spoke about. Ah, now you're getting the picture. Paul Revere, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, You see, now you know why the Homeland Security Department has referred to you, people like you, who listen to this program and believe that there's something wrong with those who seek to destroy our Bill of Rights or whatever is left of it as terrorists, domestic terrorists. Who would do that except someone connected to the synagogue of Satan? Why would anyone or any governmental agency, I ask you, refer to patriots as they did in the 50s and 60s as super patriots, extremists, rebels without a cause, anarchists, and so on and so forth? Well, there was little big Bill Sherlock there who says that his wife lost her life trying to stop the shooter. And, of course, we've exposed Bill Sherlock as one of the synagogue of Satan, directly tied into this Israeli mob operation at Sandy Hook. And he appears on 60 Minutes with absolutely no questions, no skepticism from anyone there on the staff who know full well, this story makes no sense, that his wife's children, his wife, the children of others, are still alive. They're probably living in Israel today, but they are alive. They were not killed at Sandy Hook. He's aware of that. The producers of CBS 60 Minutes certainly must know that much. Surely, the first thing any so-called news organization would do would be to go to the crime scene, investigate it for themselves, ask questions not only about the alleged shooter, but they would ask questions about the alleged victims and their survivors and the police and why the police ordered a lockdown, the state Connecticut police, on reporting of this story from the get-go on social websites, why they demanded secrecy, why they cloaked it in secrecy. Who ordered them to do that? Where did it come from? The same people that control the Obama administration, that run the administration. We're talking about some pretty powerful Cosa Nostra people here. So, they, of course, refer to this group as the Sandy Hook Promise. Now you have a new organization, you have a new group, you have a new name that has a catchy phrase to it. Well, we've got a bunch of people in Congress that are assuming their roles, pro and con, on these issues of gun control. Now, not one of them, of course, really and truthfully, is a Patrick Henry, as I've said. They couldn't possibly stand in his shoes. In fact, they couldn't even polish his boots. And yet, here they are, pro and con, debating a subject that shouldn't even be debated, because it's illogical. So, on NBC propaganda tonight, this is what Chuck Todd had to tell us. Listen carefully.
Brian, the White House believes this is their last best chance to do something meaningful to reform America's gun laws. And the president used this speech right here in West Hartford to make a powerful plea to Washington. On a mission to rekindle the emotional spark that connected Newtown with all of America in December, the president renewed his plea for gun control.
This is not about politics. This is about doing the right thing for all the families who are here that have been torn apart by gun violence.
And Mr. Obama invoked the suffering of the families of the Newtown victims.
And Newtown, we want you to know that we're here with you. We will not walk away from the promises we've made. We are as determined as ever to do what must be done.
Many of those families made their own emotional plea Sunday night on 60 Minutes.
Every time. You know, it's somebody else's school, it's somebody else's town, it's somebody else's community, until one day, you wake up, and it's not.
David Wheeler, along with the families of seven other Newtown victims, will travel to Washington tonight with the president on Air Force One, and will join the White House lobbying effort this week. It's an orchestrated media campaign designed to restore the moment for reform and counter the efforts of the pro-gun lobby, which had stalled that momentum. Vice President Biden with police officials at the White House tomorrow and leading a gun safety discussion Thursday on MSNBC. In between, a rare policy speech by the First Lady condemning gun violence in her hometown of Chicago. And all week, the Newtown families will be lobbying, senator by senator, hoping overwhelming public support for increased background checks will convince Congress to buck the powerful gun lobby, the NRA. This weekend, the NRA called the background check bill that Congress is considering a threat to the rights of law-abiding gun owners. But the president has called on Congress simply to act.
We need a vote.
And while it's unclear when they're going to get that vote, Brian, the president made a plea to gun owners, saying he believes in the Second Amendment, that he understands their rights and understands why they want to own a gun. He is simply trying to stop random violence, Brian.
Chuck Todd traveling with the president tonight in Connecticut. Chuck, thanks.
Well, there you have it, folks. Right from the top, right from the media watchers, right from the people you trust, right? It's all about love. It's all about safety. It's all about freedom. It's all about dignity. It's all about Americanism. It's all about love and kindness and generosity and the good things of life, folks. That's what it's all about, isn't it, huh? All right, we've had enough of that. Turn that off. That's garbage. All right, that's the National Baloney Company. But you get the point. You get the point here, is that this is a momentum. This is a plan. This is a plan that happened only when this hoax of Sandy Hook took place. And now on www.nodisinfo.com, you have no excuse not to access it now. No excuse not to be able to collect the evidence and make it viral so that now, by going viral, by making it the number one site on the World Wide Web, we have faced Satan and his minions right smack dab in the middle of his eyes. There was no Sandy Hook child that was killed. There was no death of school children, of staff, of teachers, of anyone in the administration of that school. It did not take place. We've asked for the evidence. We've demanded the evidence. We have absolutely, positively made it a point on this program to repeatedly, without fear of contradiction, even at expense of ourselves, our own lives, our own safety, to prove the claims of the Sextons, the Wheelers, of the Heslins, and all of these others who are connected to the Hollywood mogul system. A host of them now, clearly of one lineage, clearly of one tribe, clearly faking their tears. Faking their tears. So that they've put on an act, a massive act. And only Satan can get away with it, or he thinks he can get away with deceiving the world into accepting disarmament of the people from their corrupt, inept, occupied, and vile government. The same government which uses drone attacks to kill people, U.S. citizens, on foreign soil, and here on American soil as well. Wasn't that the plan of 9/11? Oh, it was Al-Qaeda. It was this little man in a cave eating worms and a few of his friends who hijacked these planes, shut down the entire security apparatus of the United States and managed to fool us all. Pull the wool right over our eyes, we were told, and fly planes into these towers. These towers that were owned by Larry Silverstein and company. Just happened to be Mr. Silverstein. Just happened to be a transfer of the leases just months before it happened. Heavily insured. Heavily protected. Just in case it would be, as Issa Harel predicted in the 1980s, a terror attack on those buildings. An Arabic terror attack that would bring down those towers because of radical Islam. Well, we've now shown the Allison Wyatt, Madeline Sue fraud is just that. It's a fraud. Emily Parker, Madeline Parker, never died in this attack. Not one of those people who we saw the victims' families allegedly crying over. Not one of them have we seen a single actual documentation of their death. But we have seen coroner assuming his role, hired as a hired gun in this entire performance, paid to act as the coroner. We've seen the pastors. We've seen the so-called funerals that were arranged by a host of cast of people that we've constantly and repeatedly identified now on the website. The fakery. It's glaringly clear, folks. The images show Photoshop. They show clipping and cutting. They show that these people who claimed they were who they claimed they were and claimed that were the victims of this so-called massacre as frauds, out-and-out frauds. How can you get away with something like that unless you have the kind of control over the police, over the state police in particular, local police, the threat of the loss of federal funds, the threat of controlling them, of cutting off all of the kinds of revenues, gimmickry that go into their departments, if they don't step up to the plate and assume their role, and they don't spread the lie? How can you possibly do that? Well, it wouldn't be a man in a cave. It wouldn't be his successor. It wouldn't be any of his progeny, now would it? Of course not. They couldn't have that kind of power. Especially since they were enemies of America. How would they be able to control the media? How would they be able to control the very essence of the operation of the federal government? Only one group I know of can. Only one group of people I know of does. And they are the synagogue of Satan, folks. Ain't no way about it. Ain't no two ways about it. You get the picture. I could go on for hours, and many of you would love me to do that. But right now, I would like to defer to a few of our callers. Right here on the program, Rick Adams Uncensored. Chris in Las Vegas is up first. Hello, Chris.
Well, good evening, Brother Rick.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I thank you for taking my call. I couldn't help but be reminded of some of the things I've seen going on the TV as of late that I was questioning precisely why they were doing these montages of all these purported terrorists to the world that have been taken out and put to sleep, Osama and the other one, like you won the one eating worms in the cave, purportedly, and all these other hoaxes that are put on there as a made-for-TV movie to create the political air that they seek to convey to the people as the truth. They are masterful crafters of these arts of mind control, manipulation, and twisting of facts to suit their own precise political agendas, like Sandy Crook. They have the actual school is boarded up with plywood around the full perimeter so that no one can actually get a view of the terrible sight that was there. And, of course, they just had Dustin Hoffman's Wag the Dog on TV a few days ago. And this is precisely the mindset that this group of terrorists operate to try to manipulate the minds and thoughts of America to believe that this father of all that they're putting out as truth has some validity to it.
Now, you see, Chris, you know it. I know it. I think most of our listeners know it. But do you realize that most Americans out there in Never Never Land, in the fairy godmother land, they haven't got a clue as to how they're being victimized?
Well, I think it was maybe Stalin, or it could have been one of the other ones that said that, maybe it was even Joseph Goebbels that said the most convenient way to control a slave class is by letting them think they're free.
Ah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. I can't fault you.
Well, and you're a truth chaser, just like myself. We only seek the truth because it's irrefutable. It stands as on its own as irrefutable, supported by facts law and evidence that cannot be denied when everything is all settled out. It's mm-hmm. like the fraud of the Obama presidency. Mm-hmm. It may be a corporate officio sitting in the seat of a corporate position, but he is not a constitutional president of America. He is a false pretender. He is instilled by theft of an election, election fraud, and pretending to be an American when he is a foreign national agent provocateur sitting in the seat of the White House.
You know, it makes me think of the psalm that says, blessed is the man, you know, who sits not in the seat of the scornful. Ah, now I'm thinking, who is that man that he's referring to, David? Well, it certainly is Obama, isn't it, huh? Hey, I got to run along and take a break, and we got more calls, so listen, I will let you go, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Vigilantes and a mob, these badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Well, all right, we're back now. Let me take more calls. And I believe we have Art in Philly on the line first. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate what you've been saying tonight about the issues with them trying to take the guns away. Personally, for me, I've protested on my local community about some of these issues. Responses I've had from what you call the synagogue people were, one is once we get control, we want to put you in a camp and re-educate you. like a gulag in Russia. Mm-hmm. And two, if we can't do that, we just got to take care of you. Okay, so now you have these same guys who corrupted and got control of the Department of Homeland Security. There you got 4.5 billion bullets, and it goes back to Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go wasted. So they're using this crisis as the reason to destroy the Second Amendment. And, you know, once they got 4.5 billion bullets for us, what are we going to do once they take the guns away?
Isn't that funny, though? You know, they have all of the bullets and counting, still getting more. They have these tanks, these lightweight tank vehicles patrolling America, the use of drones if they need them, and yet they say you are not capable of owning these horrific weapons of mass destruction and these evil weapons. Isn't that amazing how they themselves are counted amongst the good and washed elite?
Yes. Well, you just look at the way Homeland Security was set up. Tom Ridge was corrupt. Look at, you know, Napolitano basically being a puppet for John McCain, you know, and Chertikov. I mean, it's obvious that it was corrupted by the Chicago Boys. And then you look who were the two major power brokers for Obama. One was Lester Crown, the son of Henry Crown, a hardcore Zionist, direct connections to the Chicago Syndicate, the No Child Left Behind program from Obama, you know, as a senator, again set up by the Annenberg Foundation, again direct connections to the Chicago Syndicate. People worried about his birth certificate. Why don't you look at his actual activities? Who was backing him up? You know,
it all fits. Pieces of the puzzle just fall together, don't they? And, you know, the only thing I would just say in response is, I don't think they had to worry about corrupting the Homeland Security Department. I believe clearly that they created it out of the crisis that they created when they pulled 9/11.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I would see it just a little bit different. What I think is it might have been initially that Bush wanted to set up Homeland Security to secure the country, but that thing was, who was the first one got the contracts? You got Accenture.
Yeah, well, again, you know, I mean, that all fell into place, didn't it, huh?
Yes.
A guiding hand behind the scenes. All right. Hey, thanks, Art. I want to squeeze in another call, all right?
Have a good night.
Let's bring up Frank. Frank, you're last on the program tonight.
Oh, I got so much to say. Art and Billy needs to go back and look up the people who were brought in from Russia to set up the Department of Homeland Security.
It was Chertoff from the Justice Department.
Yes, and Marcus Wolf, and I forget the other guy's name. I've got it in my notes somewhere. But, I had so much to say. But
go ahead, you got a minute.
None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. That was a philosopher who said that 100, 200 years ago. I think his name was Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E. Front page of my newspaper today, it's all about the Holocaust remembrance. It's everywhere. But
must be those Arabs, huh? Those Syrians and those Iranians that control the press, huh?
Anyway, you're one of the only people out there putting out the true message, the true truth.
Well, we have to do it, and because we have another God to serve, the real one. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. Folks, we're out of time. Do it all over again tomorrow night, God willing. Good night.